Blog Talk Radio.
Can he deliver
his life from the power of the grave. Yah, where art your former loving kindness with which you swore to David in your truth? Remember, Yah, the reproach. Again, reproach means disgrace, mocked or scorned of your servant. How I bear in my bosom the reproach of all my people. Again, reproach means to be disgraced, mocked or scorned, with which your enemies have reproached, O Yah, with which they have reproached the footsteps of your anointed. And of course, your anointed is David. Go back up to verse 20, you know, of Psalms 89, and you'll read that David is his servant. Blessed be Yah forevermore. Amen. Amen. We have finished reading Psalms 89, verses 39 through 52. Psalms 89 is remembering the covenant with David and sorrow for lost blessings. Next week, we will start reading in Psalms 4, in the book of Psalms 4. That will be Psalms 90, starting with Psalms 90 and ending with Psalms 96. See, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, humble ourselves as we come in prayer to you. We thank you for all the things you have done for us, including slavery, that punishment of our foreparents to this day helps me be obedient to your will instead of mine. Thank you for giving me courage, as well as thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, although we had a lot of snow this past week. Our Father God, we come thanking you also for giving us sane, sound mind, excellent health, family, love, courage, boldness, prosperity, wealth, and all things, restoring us most of all. Thank you for awakening us and all peoples of the world from this deep sleep to know your truth, especially us lost sheep here in the United States of America. This prayer is said in your Son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day that God has given in the book of the Bible for rest and to keep holy. Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I want you sheep to have, or any, all of my listeners, that I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. Hey, most of you know to have that, as well as you are to have your pen, paper, pencil, notebook, pad, notepad. And there may be something that I'll read that you might want to jot down for yourself later. And you can read in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8, where it tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. We left off in reading at Isaiah, chapter 59, last time. So come, follow me. We're going to read in the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, starting at verse 1. It's titled, Separated from God. Let's read. Now, one other thing. I want you to remember that my Bible, the New King James Version, reads a little differently from yours. Now, I have three King James Versions of the Bible, but this one I like most because it helps me to understand better. Let's read. We're in Isaiah 59, separated from God, verse 1. Behold, Yah's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ears heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities, that's your immorality, your sins, your guilt, have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled. Defiled means to be spoiled or impaired with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. And iniquity, that means wickedness, sin, guilt. Your lips have spoken lies, perversity. And perversity means wicked things. Verse 4, no one calls for justice. See, let's call for justice right now. But at the count of two, let's all say, justice! Okay? One, two, justice! Nor does any plead for truth. See, let's plead for truth. Let's say, truth, please come to the count of two. One, two. Truth, please come. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. They hatch viper's eggs and weave the spider's web. He who eats their eggs dies. That means to me that if you do their wickedness, then the end is death. From all that which is crushed, a viper breaks out. Their webs will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity. Again, iniquity, that's sin and wickedness. And the act of violence is in their hands. Now, their feet run to evil. That reminds me of Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. And they make haste to shed innocent blood. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their path. And a path is a trail or a passageway that one follows to get to a certain destination. And in this case, their destination is to do wasting and destruction. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths, and crooked means to be bent out of shape or dishonest. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. Sin confess, verse 9. Therefore, justice is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. We look for light, but there is darkness. For brightness, but we walk in blackness. We grope. Grope means to touch or to feel. For the wall of the blind. Let me read that again. We grope for the wall like the blind. And we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday. As at twilight. Twilight means to be and semi-darkness or half-light. We are as dead men in desolate places. We all growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. We look for justice, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. Salvation means deliverance from sin of our consequences. Verse 12, for our transgressions are offenses, crime, sin. Our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. So, sheep, let's be careful about what we do. Let us not sin. For our transgressions, again, transgressions are your crimes, offenses, sins, are with us. And as for our iniquities, that's wickedness, we know them. In transgressing and lying against Yah and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt. Revolt means to rebel or to riot. Covering and uttering from the heart. And whenever I see heart, I usually think of the word mind, because what comes into my mind, that's what I normally say. Words of falsehood. And falsehood are lies. We're in verse 14 of Isaiah 59. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off. For truth is falling in the street, and iniquity is being fair or just, cannot enter. So truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. And prey means to get attacked or hunted. You've heard of a fox hunt. They become prey. Well, people become prey too, according to this. When you depart from evil, you make yourself prey. So you're going to go to verse 15. Oh, it says, the Redeemer of Zion. Redeemer means a person reclaiming that was what we had. Let's read. We're still in verse 15. Then Yah saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. All right. Look at what happened to us in Detroit in this past August primary election. We're at verse 16 in Isaiah 59. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. An intercessor is a person who speaks to God for you or for us. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation. And salvation is deliverance from sin and its consequences for him. His own righteousness, it sustained him. Sustained means that his righteousness supported him. We're at verse 17 of Isaiah 59. For he put his own righteousness as a breastplate. And a breastplate is an armored covering over the chest, and a helmet of salvation. So again, salvation is deliverance from sin. On his head, he put, let me see how much time I have left. Let's see, what's going on? I'm unable to see the time. Let me read. I'm unable to see the time, but that's okay. Let's start at verse 17 again. He put on the righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet. Let me start again, please. We have verse 17. He put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet for salvation on his head. He put on the garment of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal. Clad means clothing. With zeal, zeal is great energy as a cloak. And, of course, you know, cloak is a covering. According to their deeds, accordingly, he will repay fury to his adversaries. Recompense. Again, he's going to repay you for the things that you've done. Recompense to his enemies. And the enemies, you'll find those in verse 20 of, I'm losing my place. Let me go back to verse 18. Okay, he's going to repay them according to their deeds. He will repay fury to his adversaries. Recompense, that also means to repay, to his enemies. The coastland, now my other Bible says islands, he will fully repay. And when I see islands, the first thing I think of is England, because of your choice to settle in the United States of America. And we were, black folks were enslaved. So shall they fear the name of Yah, the West. And, of course, the West is the United States of America, in my view. And his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of Yah will lift up a standard against him. The Redeemer will come to Zion, and Zion is Jerusalem. And to those who turn from transgressions in Jacob. So those of us who believe that we are the true children of Israel, turn from your transgression so that you will be saved, says Yah. Let me read verse 20 again, because of my confusion in reading, you may not understand what I have tried to convey. Verse 20 of Isaiah 59, the Redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says Yah. As for me, says Yah, the Lord, this is my covenant with them, my spirit who is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from your mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says Yah, from this time and from evermore. The sheep, we have finished reading Isaiah chapter 59. Let's start reading Isaiah chapter 60. The Gentiles bless Zion. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of Yah is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness the people, but Yah will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, the kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant. Radiant means glowing, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Amen for that. The multitude of camels shall cover your land. The dromedaries, are one hump camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim. Proclaim means to publicly announce. All the flocks of Kedar shall. Well, let me go back up to verse 6, and I will start reading halfway. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of Yah. I had left out the praises of Yah. We're at verse 7 now of chapter 60. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you, and the rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall ascend means to go up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are those who fly like a cloud and like doves to their roost? I do not know who those are. And roost means a place of rest, like a nest. And we're at verse 9. Surely the coastland shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish will come first to bring your sons from afar, the silver and their gold with them, the name of Yah, your God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. We're going to stop right here at verse 10 of chapter 60. We're going to start there next time. Right now, we're going to have a closing word of prayer. And our Father in heaven, we say thank you for all the things you've done for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and for giving us our debts as we forgive our debts. We say that prayer in Jesus' name, for your son's name. See, there are books that I want you to get. First book I want you to get is called How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eady. You go to www.atandlivelonger. Then I want you to go to amazon.com and get my two books. The first one is called The Broken Plant. That is a children's book. My first name is spelled S-O-N-D-R-A, and my last name is Harris. The second book that I want you to get, oh, let me just tell you, The Broken Plant costs $4.99 on Amazon.com. The second book is called The Passing by Sandra Harris, S-O-N-D-R-A, and it is for people ages, I would say 8 and up. All books I write, my writings are, everyone can read whatever I write. Let me just say, take God along with you everywhere you go. And next, if it's God's will, I'll talk with you next time. Let me just tell you that you can read, purchase my books. You can read my books within minutes from purchasing from Amazon.com. You can read from your iPad or cell phone.
Let you down, and I know.